Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's August 24th, 2022, and it's Wednesday. And I recently have a new address. I'll be posting on my website. I haven't been able to do anything for almost 3 weeks. I have several other shows, three other shows to post. And with that said, I have Professor Joan with us, and he's going to be talking about the mortar. And I also want to bring up Bill Cooper and not make it too long, but how are you today, Joe? Okay, I'm going to let you lead this on the border. Tell us what's going on.
I sent to Stu a video that was posted on BorderNewsReport.com. And it was a video taken by cartel members of themselves. And they were driving down a highway just right outside of Phoenix. And in the lap, with a barrel pointed through the windshield, was a squad automatic weapon, which is the military's squad automatic belt-fed 223 weapon, fully automatic. His hand was on a gun, and his buddy was driving the car. And they posted, we are cartel. In other words, they were stating that we can now drive in the state of Arizona with a full automatic weapon, belt-fed, used by the military at the squad level, and we are in your midst. It's the same thing that Mexican gang members fight over territory and they spray paint. They are called placas. And what this guy is saying, they are doing a placa with a video. So take a look on it on Stu's website or go to BorderNewsReport.com and you'll see it.
Okay, I will be having to go
down the road. That's all they're doing, and they're letting you know. They're making their stand. We're saying, hey, we control the territory. So that's what the video is about. And it goes to tell you that Joe Biden and his thing is to do one thing, and that is to destroy this country. Go to the real Anthony Aguero, spelled A-G-U-E-R-O. And you will take a look at his videos. He, Ben Bergwam, and Oscar Blue are the only ones that are telling the truth about the border. There's only three guys along this 2,500 mile border that are doing something. Nobody else is doing it. And the reason, of course, is they want to flood the United States with third worlders, and all they do is, and Anthony shows it, they just walk across the Border Patrol picks them up, and they are dispersed throughout the country. And in one session, which lasted for about 30 minutes on the video, no, 32 minutes, they clocked in 500, I said 500, at one spot in Yuma. They just walked across. And Anthony walked up. Where are you from? Cuba, Venezuela, Colombia, Guatemala, Mexico, Haiti. And they'll tell you that's where we're from. And then and ask them, where are you going? And then it's always to the interior part of the United States. And we fly them wherever they're going to go. They're going to fly them on the airplane. And it is to absolutely to destroy this country. And what you don't hear is the absolute violence that happens down there on the border. And it's just going to spread throughout the United States. And people are going to wake up and say, what happened? Well, take a look at this video. And that's what the video means. We are taking over. And by the way, the cartel dons, if you want to call them that, have their big meeting not in Mexico, they have it in El Paso. Judicial Watch proved that. That's where they do their meeting. And who are these men? George Herbert Walker Bush.
Now, Joe, You've been studying this border thing for several years. I mean, you've been watching it. How many are you estimating that are coming across the border illegally? Migrants.
I can tell you, these are the ones that are counted. These are the ones that, they didn't count the ones that got away. Since the Biden administration has taken over, and this is now going on 2 years, there are now 2.2 million, I said 2.2 million, who have now come across. And they're not documented, they're not anything. And it is trafficking of everything. Everything is trafficked, particularly young Mexican males, because they push them into the pedophile world, like as in Jeffrey Epstein. And so that's what's happening on the border. And that violence spreads everywhere.
Now, U.S. whistleblower, National Guard Army, she was Army, but signed the National Guard down there. Debbie Davis, which I'll have later on this evening, she's going to do a show with me. She talked about this before. They basically kicked her out, got rid of her, nearly killed her. I mean, they never leave her alone. They're always harassing her consistently, always trying to do something to her, like they do all of us that are whistleblowers. She was down there, John McCain, Senator John McCain, head of Armed Services Committee, was trafficking in children, trafficking in body parts, shipping missile weapons. I mean, they were shipping cruisers, sidewinders, everything, because I had a customs agent years ago, if you remember, Joe, years ago, that approached me, a couple, three of them. I actually got hearings for one of them, and because of Zapata and transporting drugs up the Mexican border, up on rail into California. But this John McCain was centered right in the middle of it. And his wife had a dry cleaning plant over in Afghanistan, folks. His wife and her company. She owns a brewery, a beer company. And she was supplying beer and water to the troops. Well, in a war zone, as an ex-Marine, and I never was in a war zone, luckily. But you don't, I mean, we do too many practices of being in a war zone. You don't have dry cleaning shops inside of a war zone. You clean your own clothes and you hang them to dry. Now, why did she have that dry cleaning business? Because John McCain and her were supplying the chemical needed to break down that drug coming out of Afghanistan. What was it? Opium or whatever it is? Heroin? I don't know. One of the two. Heroin? Okay, and opium, they needed that. Now, I ran across a couple of ex-Marines. They were assigned over there, and they told me they were flying, and these are two that were active there in that war zone for almost 4 years. They told me that the Central Intelligence Agency, along with Jeb Bush, John McCain, and all of them were flying all the drugs and drones back to Nam Noster, Missouri, in drones. That's down east of Kansas City, about 90 to 120 miles. Big military base down there. Now, the same military base was flying. It's got six floors below ground. I think there's about 100 airplanes in there. But they were flying the stealth bomber, the B-52, everything else, all the way around the world, refueling, flying back, bombing Afghanistan, Iraq, every place. Now, since then, they're no longer taking it there. They're taking it to Hollywood Air Base. It's Hollywood, Florida. It's a commercial base. I mean, people fly in there all the time, but there's a hangar down there that I'm quite aware of that is on the property, and the deed on the hangar was in Bush as a Neil Bush and L. Millman as a Leonard Millman, who owned Silverado Savings, where Neil Bush was director. Now, that warehouse is still in there, deeded into their names. They're flying the stuff there now because these two Marines told me, oh, no, they changed. They started flying to Hollywood, Florida. That's where Jeb Bush picks up his drugs. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up. Trafficking body parts, like you're talking about. Trafficking children. Now, how many images do we have out here? Hundreds upon hundreds of people with a little child next to them. coming across the border, and they aren't women, but they're men? Is that true, Joe? Okay. Now, why are they killing all these people across the Mexican border in Tijuana and different places? Why are these cartels killing innocent people?
Because they are fighting over the street corners. It's a fight between certain cartel members. And I sent out to my recipients. The cartel went into a mini mart in El Paso, in Juarez, took a video as they mowed down the people inside the mini mart. They killed four people. Four. And you could hear them screaming and hollering, and you could hear the cartel members screaming and hollering, and then walking out, driving off, and they burned cars. And this happened in Tijuana. This happened in it happened in Juarez. And so, did you hear a whole lot about it on the news? No. How come?
Now, basically, the same things happen in America. If you look at Kansas City, Missouri, where I just left, okay. Move from there. They're having 2-4 killings a day. Separate individuals. Someone gets killed over here. 2 people get killed over here. On the weekend, sometimes there's 6 to 8 people in 3 or 4 or 5 different shootouts killed. My understanding of this from different people is that these are gang members having wars between them for territorial purposes, plus a second side of it is these gang members front other gang members drugs. New gang member front him some drugs, see if you sell it or if you use it. If they use it, then they can't pay their drug bill, so they get assassinated, killed for not paying their drug bill. That's my understanding. That comes from law enforcement that told me that. Now, Joe, is there anything else you want to touch on that border? I will put these videos up.
Okay, just make sure, folks, you take a look at the video, because that tells it all right then and there. And to give you an example, what is that Mormon family that settled down in Mexico with the LeBarons? He's a senator now from Utah.
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney is a cartel don. That is what the Mormon settlement is. It's called Ciudad Juarez, not to be confused with Ciudad Juarez by El Paso. This is a Mormon settlement. And the Romneys are heavily involved in drug trafficking. As a matter of fact, there was a big shootout that happened among the LeBaron family, in which family members were killed by opposing gang groups. They shot up the caravan of two SUVs that were coming back into the United States. And so when you talk about who are the cartel members, I guarantee you it's people like the Romneys, it's people like the Bushies, the Millmans, and on and on and on. And they are the elite of Mexico. And guaranteed, folks, I can guarantee you, the brown man does not control Mexico. It is otherwise. That's it.
Okay, real quick, I want to add something. I forgot the name of the town. It's named after the Chihuahua dog. You know, the little, where Mitt Romney's grandfather ran off to.
And it's called Ciudad Juarez.
Okay.
Now, that is where the LeBarons are. That is where the Romneys are. And they have a big settlement down there. And guaranteed, they are engaged in trafficking.
They are definitely. Now, I want to mention something because it's just a little bit of history. My great-great-great-grandfather was Orrin Porter Rockwell. He was a United States Marshal for the territory of Utah, part of California, Nevada, Arizona, and part of Wyoming. And he was a U.S. Marshal. When the Mormons were forming their church in the 1800s, it happened to be that was the territory that he was the U.S. Marshal. He's there to protect the people when they move into his territory and then make sure the people don't get killed, raped, robbed, etc. That's part of the deal, law enforcement. Juan Pulido Rocco, they made a movie about him in 1972. Some famous movie stars are in it. Go up and look at The Avenging Angel is the name of the movie. Punch it in YouTube, punch it in Google. The Avenging Angel. I've seen it. I didn't know the history of my grandfather. My mother used to make comments because it was her great-great-grandfather. But he chased Mitt Romney's grandfather. Three greats. He chased him to the Mexican border. He was 2 days behind him. He had six little girls, folks, 11 to 13 years of age. Six of them. His wives. Three of them were pregnant. Three of them were pregnant. So my great-great-great-grandfather went after him for being a pedophile and the whole bit and shut the thing down, and they ended up in Mexico. Now, when Mitt Romney ran for president of the United States, his cousin came on TV on his behalf. Oh, yeah, we have a very large family. I'm one of 150 cousins of Mitt Romney's. 150 cousins. I don't have anything like that. I don't have never heard of that unless it's multiple wives and bearing a lot of children. Now, this Mitt Romney is a piece of garbage. He shouldn't be in the Senate. He should be tried for treason, sedition. He's basically taken over the Mormon church now. And I want to add something. He had a cousin, still has him. He's retired from the FBI in Kansas City. His name is Craig Stonestreak. He's working for one of Larry Mizell's banks in Kansas City as the head of security, supposedly. But Craig Stonestreak was involved in the attempted murder of me, folks, of me in 2011, and I can prove that. Division number 5, FBI, tried to kill me twice, 2010, 2011, car crashes. He was in charge of it at the time. He even volunteered, oh, I don't want to retire yet. He was to retire 4 years early. I'm not ready to retire yet. We got to go around killing people like Stu Webb and others. That's Division Number 5 of FBI. His name is Craig Stonestreak. Punch him in my internet site, folks. You'll see it. Now, I just want to throw that out there. It's the kind of corruption we have. Now, I want to mention something else. Two things. Floods. Look at Dallas, Texas. What, 12 inches of rain in 2 days? Tell me what's going on, Joe. Or tell the people. I pretty much know you do, too.
They're wiping out the crops.
Mm-hmm.
They are wiping out the crops.
Two growing seasons in Dallas. I lived there, folks, for 5 years. Two growing seasons. Now, I want to talk about drown the East and wipe out the West with heat, correct?
It is. This is their mantra. Burn down the West, drown the East. And that's what happened in St. Louis. That's what happened in Kentucky.
Or in Dallas, yeah. St. Louis, too. By the way, I was, you know.
That is a rainstorm. Now, to tell you what it really means, Lake Powell and Lake Mead are almost stagnant. In other words, they are the main contributor for water and electricity for the Southwest. They are now in Tier 2, in which they are preparing for there will be no more water. So this time next year, if the drought is not broken, the choice will be for the people in the Southwest. You can either have water or you can have electricity. You cannot have both.
Basically, what you're going to be doing is moving out of the West and Southwest.
That's about right. That is exactly what's going to happen. And they are burning down California. There are sections in the Northwest of where there's no more insects because the drought is caused by them, by the global elitist. Want to, and we now know 80% of the American population has taken the Pfizer shot, and that manipulates your DNA and creates amyloids and creates clots, and they die. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Tinian said, you take the shot, you maybe have 5 years left to live.
Now, they got bodies stacked up at the hospitals in Los Angeles outside the door, waiting for the morgue to come over and cremate them. Is that true?
Yep.
I mean, mass bodies. We're not talking one or two bodies. I mean, we're talking outside the door of the hospitals. They're just stacking them up in body bags to be cremated, correct?
There is a 600% increase in the number of deaths total in the United States, and it's due specifically for people who have taken the shot.
Okay.
And that's documented.
Okay.
It's 600% increase in total deaths.
Now, I want you to touch on Bill Cooper. He wrote the book, Behold the Pale Horse. I knew Bill. I talked to him several times, many times. And before his death, he had wrote the book, The Pale Horse, and I have a video that a friend of mine sent me. I've got to get it up. I'm back to work today for the first time in 3 weeks after moving, folks. Storage, moving, the whole bit. I'm in another state. I put my stuff in storage, what I had. I didn't have any furniture. I gave it away, what little bit I had. Here's the point. Bill Cooper and I had many talks. He was the only guy from Office of Naval Intelligence who had the document about the United States government, Department of Army, labs creating AIDS, AIDS. The document's on my site as well. But he's the only one, he's the one that released it. Showing that was done, I believe, in the late 60s. And then in 72, they're having hearings where they actually developed it. AIDS, folks, our Army labs created it. And they released it on the American people and on the planet. Now, Bill, in his book, Behold the Pale Horse, had other vital information. But before his death, I had talked to him, probably about 2-3 days before he was, before he did a radio show in Salt Lake City, a big radio show. I'd been on it myself a couple times, but he did this. And this was the first time he talked about the aliens, the flying saucers, the fallen angels. He laid it out, is my understanding, because I talked to that talk show host after his death and asked him, what did he say? I didn't hear the show because I knew him. I talked to him. I was doing my own thing. But I want you to detail, because you knew him, Joe, and I want you to detail for the people, because I'm going to put that video, it's an excellent video, I saw part of it, a friend of mine sent it to me, an attorney. It's kind of a documentary sort of on Bill, but I didn't see so far the details that you knew about his death. Talk about his death, Joe.
Let me explain. I did not know him personally. We only listened to his radio show called The Hour of Power. And what people don't know about Cooper is that he was a two-tour Vietnam, and he was on the small boat fleet, which, in other words, they were gunboats. And so Bill came back with a lot of PTSD. That's two tours of Vietnam. And so,
didn't he lose part of a leg? Didn't he have a problem with the leg as a result of that?
Yeah, he had a prosthesis. And he lived in an area called St. John's, Arizona. And every night he would come on the Hour of Power, shortwave. And you set up your shortwave radio with a little antenna, and then you listen to Bill Cooper. And he allowed call-ins, and he'd give you the number to call in. Now, he lived at the top of a hill. And what would happen is that teenagers would go run up and down that hill doing hot rods and spinning donuts. So that's what happened on this one particular day. Bill jumped into his car and went after the teenagers. So when he got halfway down, he saw the teenagers took off, and he realized that it was a setup. So what he did was to spin around, right around, try to get back to his house before the sheriff's department because they were going to make an arrest on him. And so what happened is a gun battle ensued as Bill was trying to run back into his house, and that was how Bill Cooper was killed.
They murdered him.
Yeah.
Why do you think they murdered him, Joe, in your opinion?
Because he was hitting the nail on the head concerning the entire... Preston James, go back to, you know, Veterans Today and go to the posting on the Preston James, and he does the outline for it. It goes the aliens, then it goes down to, from the aliens, it goes down to the Khazarian Mafia, to the Dark Illuminati, and then out into the public. That is the schism of the bad guy.
Now, Preston James is a friend of mine. And there is an audio tape that we did. We did a radio show. I forgot what it was, an hour, 2 hours. But it's up on my radio bar, folks. Just scroll down the second radio bar. I think I reposted it for the first radio bar. And scroll down and look for Preston James' name. And listen to that radio show. It'll blow your mind. He went into specific details. Now, I think I reposted it. And I think it might even be on the breaking news column, but just punch in Preston James on the search box in my website, and you'll hear a radio show that's just incredible. Joe, you got anything else to add?
That's about it. I would recommend that everybody buy the book, Behold the Pale Horse, and generally, Bill did a good general outline of the conspiracy, and it's in Behold the Pale Horse.
Remember, he was Office of Naval Intelligence, folks. He had access to such information like the AIDS document and other things. I talked to Bill many times. Rodney Stitch talked to him several times before he died. He wrote 20 books, Defrauding America and all kinds that I'm in, others are in. Anyway. With that, I'll give you the last words, Joe.
That's about it. Buy Bill Cooper's book. Everybody should have it. It's a good source of information, and it'll point you in the right direction, particularly for people who are new to all of this, and they want to know where to go. Go get that book, Behold the Pale Horse by Bill Cooper.
Sounds good. Joe, thank you for coming on and doing this with me.
Okay.
I appreciate it. You have a good day. Thank you, folks.